Now, I'm out and about seeing Levelling Up in action all across the country today.
Getting fined for not wearing a seatbelt in this Instagram video was hardly the look that Rishi Sunak was going for this week. He was trying to show he could lead Britain out of the gloom and scandals of recent years.
Now, you can follow my progress.
Progress has been hard to come by for the man who became Prime Minister in October, and the controversy that dogged his predecessors hard to shake off. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson was the latest to send Sunak's attempted fresh start crashing off course on Sunday. While Johnson was in Ukraine, reports in the British media accused him of failing to declare that a man he appointed as chairman of the BBC had previously helped him secure a loan of nearly $1 million. Big deal, said Johnson's spokesman. But that is what the trickle of sleaze is becoming for Britain's ruling party, 6 months after Johnson was forced from office for one scandal too many. The day before, their chairman, Nadeem Zahawi, apologised for a careless error, having been reportedly forced to pay $6 million to UK tax authorities in a dispute over his finances. He had previously denied he was trying to avoid paying tax. Extra embarrassing for his party and the government, as he was finance minister during the dispute. In a statement, Zahawi said, HM Revenue and Customs concluded that this was a careless and not deliberate error. So that I could focus on my life as a public servant, I chose to settle the matter and pay what they said was due.
What we do know is that Nadeem brought his tax affairs up to date, and we do know that the tax bill existed because he had launched and grown and run a very, very successful business. Bearing in mind, of course, he came here as a refugee fleeing conflict and persecution, speaking almost no English at all. We are
the big sums at play in the Johnson and Zahawi cases will hardly help the government's position as it holds out on new pay deals for nurses, ambulance workers, teachers and train drivers. One of the things Rishi Sunak had going for him when he took over as Prime Minister was that he wasn't badly tarnished by the scandals of the Boris Johnson era, despite getting a police fine for attending Johnson's birthday party during lockdown. But as the Conservative Party continues its decades-long dance with controversy, that fresh start is increasingly looking like a false one. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, London.